I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Not one, but two Delta passengers got a little frisky in their seats. The unidentified male passenger was 28, and the unidentified 48-year-old woman were complete strangers before they met on a flight from L.A. to Detroit. At some point during that flight, the two passengers apparently decided to get to know one another a little better.
The females?
No, it was a 28-year-old male.
Okay.
And a 48-year-old female.
Okay.
So a cougar, if you will. The woman was caught performing a special kiss on the man in the seat.
Yikes.
Hold on, let me turn your mic on there.
Like a French kiss?
It's something similar to a French kiss. I don't think that's necessarily like from France.
Hmm.
Might be from like Bolivia, Bulgaria.
Is that where it originates?
I don't know the actual place where it came from. Somewhere down south for sure. But they were trying to do that special kiss. And the plane landed. They were both slapped with citations. And check this out. The investigation was handed over to the FBI since it happened during the flight.
Yikes.
It's like FBI's like jurisdiction. So
the federal booty inspectors.
There you go.
Investigators, whatever.
All right, let's head over to Wisconsin. A Wisconsin mom tied her 9-year-old son to the roof of the family minivan so he could hold down a molded plastic pool that they just purchased.
I mean, it's
like a kiddie pool.
Safe.
Yeah, definitely mom of the year right here. She said she had her son ride on the roof for a short time, maybe 20 to 30 seconds, could have been a minute, not sure. And she thought it was okay because, quote, her dad let her do similar things when she was young and she turned out fine. The pool was put on the roof because there wasn't enough room inside the vehicle. She put the pool on the roof but didn't have any way to strap it down, so she had her little kid climb on top of the roof and hold the pool as she drove along the road.
Wow.
The mom could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted. That sucks for the kid on multiple levels.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I feel like where I came from, like, that wouldn't even be looked down upon. Like,
no.
Oh, well, like, that's what we do. We got to get the pool home. And your final dummy of the day story today, kind of straight out the Simpsons here, Bart Simpson style. A 30-year-old guy named Darren from Hawaii and his girlfriend broke up earlier this year, and she wound up getting a protection order against him in February because apparently he was kind of a stalker, kind of like a dude that wouldn't let it go. He ended up violating that protection order one night in May by texting her 144 times with his nasty, angry messages. Like, that's a lot. I sent like 3 to 5, like, drunk, I miss you, come back to me messages.
Yeah.
And that was that. But 144, like, don't you realize, like, 10 in, you're like, this is bad.
Yeah, I mean, that takes a lot of energy, actually, to, like, do that.
Unless you're copying and pasting. That's a little more efficient, but
yeah.
if he typed them all out. Well, he was in court on Friday, and the judge came up with an unexpected punishment for him. She sentenced him to write 144 nice things to his ex-girlfriend, one for every nasty thing he said, plus he had to pay a few fines and do some community service.
I would love that.
My question to you is this. I don't know everybody here, but we can just pretend for a second that at one time we had an ex. Alex, can you say 3 nice things about your ex-boyfriend?
Nope.
You have to right now.
I literally
Judge
can't.
Joe.
Sorry, you could hold a gun to my head. Couldn't do it.
Producer MYK, can you say 3 nice things about your ex?
Oh, that's tough. Like,
come on, you guys,
we're on the
you
spot
guys,
here.
You
I don't,
guys
I don't...
were with these people. You obviously liked them at one point in time, unless it was
but
just a booty call.
But then you find out how horrible they are, and then you're like, oh, they're not actually nice people.
But there has to be like 3. Live the web, girl. Please redeem us here. Make love possible. You have a boyfriend now.
Yes.
But your ex, can you say anything nice about them?
Absolutely. He's funny. He is intelligent. And he is very charismatic.
Look at
one
that.
Of us has a soul. Look at that right there.
One of us has a soul.
Now, my ex had really nice boobs.
Okay.
She had a beautiful smile. And she liked to drink beer.
Leads with the boobs.
Yeah. I mean, can you give me one nice thing about your ex?
I can't. I told you. You'd have to kill me first.
All right.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
All right. We've got some crazy stuff going on with Kevin Spacey. So this is kind of interesting. A playwright is suggesting that Kevin Spacey was referring to his own misconduct during his acceptance speech at the 2000 Oscars for his role in American Beauty. So during his speech, he said, "To my friends for pointing out my worst qualities, I know you did it because you love me, and that's why I loved playing Lester, because we got to see all of his worst qualities and we still grew to love him." And playwright Christopher Shin tweeted, "I always felt that Kevin Spacey's 2000 Oscar speech alluded to slash minimized his misconduct. I bet it'll be played a lot once more stories emerge.
Okay, are we stretching that out a bit? I'm not saying it couldn't be, but do you think he's that much of a psychopath or a person that he would like kind of admit that he's done stuff like that?
I don't think so, no. But I will say that American Beauty is one of my favorite movies of all time. I own it. I've seen it like a million times. It's like that and Titanic for me are my faves.
What happens at the end of Titanic? I have not seen that movie.
Oh, well, I don't want to like give a spoiler on
okay.
the air.
Well, I'll have to watch it later then. Here it's good.
Gosh, I can hear myself in my headphones and I just sound so bad.
No, honestly, your nasally mucousy voice is kind of sexy. Oh, as a married man, it feels awkward hearing it.
Sorry, guys. Star of Stranger Things, Millie Bobby Brown admitted that she is obsessed with the Kardashians on Jimmy Fallon last night, and I so can relate to this.
You love the Kardashians?
I love them. I love them. Like, I really do. Like, I mean, I'm obsessed with them. I follow them on social media. I think that they are just, like, really great. They're, like, so entertaining. They have
humans.
Their own, like, language. So, like, instead of saying, like, I swear, they're, like, Bible. And then they're, like, oh, crrr.
What is it?
It's, like, it means, like, okay. So it's, like, oh, crrr.
I love when they do that, too.
Oh, I can't stand them.
Really?
Now I'm not watching Stranger Things.
No, there's a reason why the Kardashians have had the longest running reality show of all time, because they are funny. Most people there, I hate them. They've never even seen the
show.
They're not so funny. Andy Dick has been fired from the independent movie Raising Buchanan after accusations of sexual harassment and misconduct on the set. His inappropriate behavior allegedly included groping people's genitals, unwanted kissing and licking, and sexual propositions of
now
at least four members
funny.
Of production. He said, "My middle name is Misconduct. They know what they signed up for. I didn't grope anybody. I might have kissed somebody on the cheek to say goodbye and then licked them, but that's my thing. I licked Carrie Fisher at a roast. It's me being funny." I mean, he does do weird stuff.
I saw
all the
a video
time.
Of him when Ivanka. Yeah, I don't know. They're all the same. Trump's daughter was on there years ago, and like Jimmy Kimmel, and he was like groping her leg, like, "Oh, look at the glitter," and just like putting his hand up and down her leg, and like they pulled him off. It's so that's his stick, his routine, and he's just a weird guy.
Yeah, he is weird. Kelly Clarkson sang her hit "Since She Been Gone" backwards on Jimmy Fallon last night. It still sounds so good.
Hold on. I want to see. I can actually flip it and make it go backwards, like from what she just did. I want to see if it actually sounds the same, like reverse. So let's see. The music goes down a little weird, but
no, sounds even more like alien fodder. I don't know what that is.
I don't know
is.
If you're on drugs right now. What's happening?
Ryan Phillippe was spotted doing the walk of shame from Demi Lovato's house in the early hours of Sunday morning. The 43-year-old actor kept a low profile as he was photographed arriving late at Demi's Halloween party at around midnight and then leaving at 5 a.m. They previously dated in 2011.
Thought she had a girlfriend.
Dude, he is hot. Hot. I would so get with him too.
When you're married.
When I'm married. Justin Bieber's pastor, Carl Lentz, told The View about his struggles with fame and how he's impressed by how humble he is with people.
He's been famous for a long time, and we've seen what fame can do to people in this culture, and the fact that he's as kind and as humble as he is with his failure, as much as he is with his success, I think a lot of the stuff about Justin you read wouldn't be true. A lot of the great stuff he does wouldn't be seen.
So I have a friend who's in a Bible study with Justin Bieber weekly, and he said, this is so funny, he's like, he's the nicest guy, whatever, but he said that he wears constantly his own Purpose Tour like merch, like sweatpants and sweatshirt to his Bible study.
Well, that's like us. Like, I wear like Radio Now gear
but isn't that just kind of cute? It's just cute. I don't know. He's interesting. Real Housewives of New Jersey star Teresa Giudice called out Sofia Vergara, claiming the Modern Family star acted like a bitch when they took a photo together. The Bravo star asked her to take a photo with the Colombian actress. She said that she can't stand her now because she says the actress was less than friendly. Teresa said, "We were in the green room, and I hate to say it because I'm Italian and she's Colombian. She has an accent, more of an accent than me. You think she'd be nice, you know, because she's an immigrant. No, but I'm just saying she should be nice." Teresa then said that Sofia stepped in front of her when the photo was taken. She said, "I didn't even do anything. I swear that's what she did. I was so mad at myself because I wanted to say, B, I didn't want to take a picture with you." Teresa says her makeup artist then heard Sofia turn to her publicist and ask, "Why did you make me take that picture with that woman?"
But she's like, "Why did you make me take a picture with that woman?"
Yeah, well, yeah. Something like that. I don't know.
I love Sofia.
Neither
Vergara.
Of us can do good accents.
No, oh, I'm great. Where's she from?
Colombia.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Hello. I'm Sofia Vergara. I'm from Colombia.
That sounds more Dutch to me.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Hello, I'm Sofia Vergara.
No, that's like
and
redneck.
I'm from Colombia.
No.
Hello, I'm Sofia Vergara, and I'm from Colombia.
I think he means Sesame Street. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. We can't do the red accents.
It is the Joe and Alex Show. Coming up next, you got your chance to win Justice League IMAX movie passes. We're going to play a little catchphrase. But right now, we have got a big announcement. This is so cool, something that we get to present to you. Really excited? Oh, my goodness. I can't handle it anymore. The drummer would quit playing, and are you ready?
Yes.
This is the greatest thing ever.
You're not going to fart, are you? Is that what the big announcement is?
No,
just
but
you?
I had this Mexican like lasagna casserole last night. It's weird. It tasted good, but I am not feeling so hot today.
Mexican lasagna casserole.
It was like lasagna style, not like the red sauce for lasagna,
yeah.
But like Mexican sauce kind of.
I had a feeling maybe you were just going to fart or something.
No, if I tried to, it would not be good.
I think he held his fart for like 8 minutes.
Wait
to
a minute,
tell
hold on,
everybody.
Hold it a little bit longer. No, I'm kidding. No, ladies and gentlemen, the Joe and Alex Show present
TreeStar 2017.
Hit me with the hype horn, please. I need some hype horn.
Now, if you're like most of us and you're wondering what the heck is a tree star, is that some kind
I'm
of
a mother tree
underwater
star.
Creature? No.
Is it a term for somebody's body part?
No,
we're looking for a talented artist, a singer, guitar player, piano player. Maybe you play like the washboard,
a recorder.
The triangle is often overlooked but appreciated.
The spoons. People in West Virginia like to play the spoons.
Spoon,
on
man.
Their front porch.
We're looking for anybody that's talking about you to help us light up the night with the performance at the annual tree lighting at Shops at Perry Crossing. This is going on Saturday, November 18th. Here's what you have to do. Upload your video of your rendition. So it's you doing it. Your style, the way we'd see you doing it live, of Jingle Bells in 60 seconds or less. So you can do that on any social media platform, but you got to use the hashtag Joe and Alex so we can actually see the thing, and we'll pick a winner out on air Monday, November 13th, so a couple of weeks from now.
Yeah, this is your chance. You could be discovered in front of the Air Apostle.
Could you imagine right there? Could you imagine just doing your thing right there?
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
The bonus points if you post yourself singing in a video with you wearing the sexy Santa outfit. Boy or girl, doesn't matter what you are.
I got to pull you aside real quick. Remember last year when we were at this like family event and you mentioned strippers and stuff in front of kids? I don't know if they're necessarily going for that sexy
image.
No,
you don't have to dress sexy at the actual event, but like you could dress sexy in the video. It'll make you stand out.
It's your rendition. Do it any way you want to. You want a mumble rap Jingle Bells? You want
your
Jingle Bells
it.
EDM mix?
Yes.
Jingle Bells. Bounce, bounce. Robin, later. Hey.
Mumble rap.
Let's see how we would sound like if we were like obviously supposed to be individual, but let's try it. Come on, have a little faith here. Let's do our own thing of Jingle Bells. Are you ready? Here we go. Here we go. Jingle bell. Oops, hold on.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
All the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh. Fun is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
See, now you see why they gave us the microphone
clap,
to talk, not to sing.
Hand clap in the background. If you want to sign on up, then that's what you've got to do. Oh, it's the Joe and Alex Show presents TreeStar 2017.
Okay.
2017.
Upload it with the hashtag Joe and Alex Show and you might be seen.
No,
hey,
just hashtag Joe and Alex.
Sorry, I messed up our announcement, and now I'm gonna get in trouble with our bosses after the show. Oh, no, no.
Now let's mumble rap.
No, let's be done.
MYK, mumble it up.
Dashing through the snow. One whole open sled. All up here we go.
Okay, all right. People are turning the channel. I
no,
can see
not.
It. I can see it right now. I can see all the people tuning
this
out.
This is the best radio in Indy. Sorry, it
Tree
is.
Tree Star 2017. If you want to sing at
Tree
the Shops at Perry Crossing Tree Lighting Ceremony Saturday, November 18th, and just upload a video of you doing your own rendition of Jingle Bells, whatever you want, on any social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter,
MySpace,
4chan, whatever.
Google Plus.
God, if you use that, please don't even enter. Hashtag Joe and Alex.
Okay. You guys want to do like maybe an emotional version, like Jingle Bells?
Single bell.
Single bell. Stop making fun of me.
Oh, how sad it is to be
Alex on Christmas Eve.
Hey, single Alex, single
okay,
Alex.
Okay, people are dead.
Netflix and chicken nuggets.
It's not funny anymore.
I don't know. We can do it again. No, okay, yeah, go do that. It's going to be really cool. We'll give you more details about it. You only got about a week and a half to sign up. We'd love to see you out there on Saturday, November 18th. Let's go to the phones this morning. We're playing a little catchphrase here on the Joe and Alex Show. Erica, you get to pick first. Would you like to be on Team Joe or Team Alex this morning?
I'm going to go with Team Joe.
Oh, wow. I'm kind of a shooketh by that one. Do we have a pen around here? I swear to God, these pens grab legs. I got nothing. Oh,
here, take one of mine.
Thank you. Yeah. Is there a pen in front of me, Liv?
Take this one.
Okay, cool. I got to write these down. So it's going to be Joe and it's going to be Erica. Cool. I got you locked in there. Are you on? If you're on speakerphone too, make sure you get off of that. It's kind of hard to hear you. And let's go to Cassandra on line four. Are you going like over speed bumps? What the hell's going on there, Erica?
Breathing heavy.
Yeah, there's some kind of sound going on with you, Erica.
I don't know. I have an iPhone, so that could be it.
Okay. It just sounded like you were on a heart monitor, like, boop.
Yeah.
Boop.
It sounded like you had a rapper behind.
Yeah, let me add something to it. Cassandra, you're going to be on Team Alex this morning, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Great. Am I the only one hearing this?
No. Mute her. Mute her, please.
Well, how can you mute her? She's playing catchphrase.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. We'll get through it, guys. We've done worse with better. So what we'll do here is we will play. Me and Erica will go first, so we are going to have to hear that heartbeat sound for about a minute or so. And the way it'll work here, Erica and Cassandra, when it's our turn to give you clues, guess your butt off. Whoever gets the most right before the catchphrase clock goes off, that's going to be the person that wins those tickets to see Justice League at the IMAX at the Indiana Museum of Art. Are we ready to go?
I thought I was going first. Didn't you say you wanted to have the bottom part of the list?
Oh, you want to go first?
Well, I thought you said you wanted the bottom part of the list, so then doesn't that put me on the top so I go first?
I don't know. See, I've always been confused about tops and bottoms. Like, I thought...
Well, have you?
I have
been. You can get somebody in the studio to teach you if you want.
No, okay, then fine, yeah.
So I'm on the top, so I go first.
Okay, I thought being on the bottom meant you went first. I'm sorry. Yeah, you go first then. I messed it up. So it's going to be Alex and Cassandra. So hang on, Erica. Don't have that heartbeat sound going on in the background.
All right, so ready?
These tops and bottoms are confusing, though. Seriously, I'll tell you. Okay. All right, here we go. Coming down in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, the opposite of... Angel.
Devil.
It's a spice in your cabinet that you put on desserts. It's also a stripper name.
Oh, God. Cinnamon?
Yes. this is a thing like a barn in your backyard. Another word for barn.
Shed?
Yes. This is a sea crustacean. It has claws.
A crab?
Another thing.
Lobster?
Yes. A bee blank. They live in it.
Beehive.
Yes. Another word for good. It's
bad.
No.
Oh, another word for good.
Yeah.
Great.
Yes. The Blank Stones, a band. The Blank Stones, a rock band.
Rolling Stones.
Yes. Grand Blank. It's a huge. Oh, sorry. It was Canyon. Good job.
7 points for Alex and Cassandra.
Dang, that's a fire. Erica, it sounds like she's going over a speed bump or she's got a heart murmur.
My windshield wiper. Probably her wipers.
Oh, my God.
It's snowing out.
Oh, it is snowing out.
That is what it is. It is totally your wipers.
Makes sense
now. I'm glad. I want you to be alive there. But I'm like, detective, I'm like, what the hell is that sound? Okay. We can do this. We got to get 7 to tie, 8 to win, Erica. So let's do this. Coming down in 3, 2, 1, go. It puts the blank on the skin.
Lotion.
Yep. Okay. Something that keeps your yard protected. Your dogs need this, otherwise they'll run away.
A fence.
Yeah. Yeah, but you got it. Head. And toes. Shoulder. Yep. Okay. Okay. This is a thing in the ocean. It's shoots ink out at stuff.
A squid, octopus.
Yep. Okay. Person that prepares food. You cook it. You're a
chef.
Yep. Okay. Not a square, but a
circle.
Yep. Okay. Something you have in the summertime. It you lick it. You eat it. It's
popsicle.
Yep. Okay. You use this to get leaves together. Like to move them?
Rake.
Yep, okay. It's a class you took about things that happened in the past in school?
History.
Okay, and if you're in charge of the ship, you're the?
Captain.
Wow. Hell yeah!
Oh my God! That was epic.
Let's do a little something we call a victory party. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
Went through
like
those
my
words.
Clue. Like as I was talking, I was like, "You're doing really bad, Joe." This is what I was thinking. Like you're gonna make Erica lose, but Erica just said the right words.
She killed it. Good job.
Dang, and you were good today too, Cassandra.
Thank you.
Now, do your windshield wipers work? Can we hear them real quick?
Mine are on.
Okay. Okay. Well, Erica, we're gonna hook you up instead with some new windshield wipers. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Erica, change those blades.
Hang on the line. You just won tickets to see Justice League at the IMAX at the IMA. Congratulations. I just felt like being dramatic for a second there, but this is something we've been arguing about here on the Joe and Alex Show, and we definitely want to hear from you. 317-239-1009. You can also join in this conversation. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and on Instagram. Plainfield High School came out with a dating guide, and it can end up costing a teacher her job. And this is what, in the school newspaper, Alex?
Yeah, so a lot of school newspaper, student newspaper publications have kind of changed to like having a student magazine.
Yep, okay.
Just to kind of change with the time. So it's like a student magazine, but yeah, newspaper magazine,
same thing. I remember in high school
we
had a newspaper, but I get you, it's transitioning,
right.
Yep.
So their magazine is called the, what is this thing called? It's called the Shakedown.
Ooh.
And so in the beginning, or like only like a couple weeks ago, like mid-October, they came out with this issue called Plainfield High School's Dating Survival Guide Declassified. And the advisor of the students, which it's a completely student-run publication.
Yep.
So the teacher is there. Like, here's the thing. I am familiar with how this works because when I was in high school, I was in on our newspaper staff, and I was on it for all 4 years of high school, and our advisor did the same thing. Like, they're there to answer questions or whatever, but like, you have an editor-in-chief and everything for your publication that's a student. Everything is student-run. Really, the advisor serves as like a guide, so they might give a suggestion. It's kind of similar to like how our job works, Joe. Like, so we pick everything that we do on our show content-wise, but once in a while our boss might say, hey, did you see that this subject is going viral on the internet? Maybe you guys want to do something like that has to do with this on the show, just because everybody's
talking
about it.
Yep.
He might recommend something, or like when you're on a reality show like The Bachelor or whatever, the producers don't tell people what to do, but they might suggest like, hey, it
maybe
might
go
look
in that
good
pool with Corinne,
yeah,
and
might
get her really drunk.
Yeah, it might look good for you if you want to stay on the show, if you want to do this, but like, you do what you want to do. So it's kind of like that. So like, the teacher doesn't tell them what or what not to publish. Well, the students wanted to come up with this dating survival guide, and excuse me, you have to bear with me because I am really
Alex
sick.
Is dying, actually. Last show probably of the year.
Hopefully not. So basically, like, they have things in there, cute stuff, like a quiz to test if you're too clingy, cheesy pickup lines, some of the controversial, and I'm putting that in quotes, based on parents that have complained now to the school board and stuff, are things like the definition of friends with benefits and a guide for figuring out if you've been friend zoned. And then the really controversial page is a first-person account about the beginnings of a relationship between a student and his girlfriend who stayed the night with parent permission and slept in his bed.
Ooh.
So parents are furious that
juicy.
The school and this teacher, Michelle Burris, or Burris, I don't know how to pronounce her name. We tried to get her on the show. We tried to ask if the editor-in-chief of this student magazine wanted
anybody,
to come on.
I don't think anybody can
well,
come on.
So I saw that in her, and I posted the Indy Star article about this on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, if you want to look at it really quick to see what we're talking about and comment on there, is that her statement to Indy Star was, my attorney has advised me not to say anything, which I completely understand. So I'm sure she's not going to talk to us. But we'd love to talk to you if you live in Plainfield or if you go to Plainfield High School, though. So, like, the thing is, though, is that parents are upset because they're like, basically, well, you're printing about this. Students shouldn't be allowed to sleep with other students. But, like, it's happening, and isn't the news's job, and it's not like a student newspaper's hard news, but it is their job. There are some featurey type of things, which I think this dating guy was supposed to be more of a fun type of article, but they also print hard news stuff, like when the election was going on, you know, they'll talk about that, they'll talk about school board happenings or whatever, but in a newspaper, you got to talk about whatever is going on in your school and in your community that your readers care about, and one of those things that their readers are dealing with and doing is dating. So in the spectrum of dating, friends with benefits is in there. Yes, even if you are 16, 17 years old.
Yeah, but is that something that you want to be talking about in high school?
It's the truth. Isn't it their job to report the truth?
Just because it's, well, no, they're a high school newspaper. I mean, no offense, they put a lot of work in and they're good. But I see both sides. I agree with you. It's happening. If you're a parent right now listening, I hate to like call you out, but you are dumb as hell if you think your kids aren't at least in positions where stuff could be happening or they're doing stuff like that when they're dating. And if you think you let your kid, boyfriend or girlfriend, stay the night, you are oblivious and stupid if you think nothing's happening. So I'm not disagreeing you with that. But also, the school is the school. It's their newspaper. Even though the students are running it and doing all the work, it's still the school. Just like if we do something here on the show that hopefully never happens one day, if our boss is like, no way, that is not representing Radio Now, you guys are out of here, that's their decision.
Well, I mean, I guess, but so one of the other things that people are upset about is that same page where the student told her account of going to her boyfriend's house and spending the night and his parents and her parents allowed it, was the page also defines polyamory, which is a relationship between more than two people and they have a poll about soulmates. So like, and I guess there was a whole thing about LGBT relationships. Nobody complained about that, but they're complaining about the polyamory stuff. But like, again, your kid, like, who cares if it's in the newspaper or whatever? Like, it's a real thing. People are hooking up without being in relationships in high school. And once they go to college, especially, that is really prevalent, is people just being friends with benefits. And so if your kid, if you think that all of a sudden, magically, that's the first time they're seeing or hearing about it, like, you're mistaken. So why wouldn't you publish that that's a real thing going on, like, and getting students' opinions on it? Because it is happening. Just like, you know, they talked about different safe-sex contraceptives in the article and whatever, like, this stuff is important to be talked about. Like, I'm somebody that didn't have sex or isn't having sex. You know, in high school, I wasn't sleeping around. But you better believe that a lot of my friends were spending the night with their boyfriends and stuff. And there were times that I would go to parties or whatever, and it happened to be a boy's house, and I would spend the night. And, I mean, I didn't do anything, but, like, you know, I knew it was going on, but you have to trust your kid. Like, my parents were the strictest parents of all time. Like, my parents don't even drink. They don't have alcohol in their house. They still
don't.
Very
boring.
My parents are super, 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 super strict, but I was still going to parties. And
Alex's
I was still
parents is
around all this.
Your parents didn't even have sex. Like, I don't know how you got here.
I mean, so I just don't understand that, like, these students need to be punished and this advisor needs to be potentially fired for publishing, for letting her students publish the truth.
I don't think the person should be fired. If you want to discipline them within a school, so be it. Like, I'm split on this one. I'm just saying the school has the right to do whatever they want to do. It's the school newspaper. 317-239-1009. Would love to hear from anybody if you want to call in. You could be anonymous, too. If you're from Plainfield High School, if you're a student, if you're actually on the paper, that'd be cool. But even if not, if you're a parent or anybody listening this morning, would like to know what you think about this. Now that you kind of heard what's going on, we're just kind of filling in the details. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. And Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. Paper! Get your paper here, the Plainfield High School magazine paper here. We're talking about friends with benefits and polygamy. No, I'm kidding. They didn't do polygamy. All kinds of freaky stuff. No, it's the Joe and Alex Show. And if you haven't heard about it now, Plainfield High School, they got a newspaper, kind of a magazine now that they do it as.
Called The Shakedown.
Ooh, it's getting everything heated up over here. And there's a teacher that could be in trouble because they're the advisor for that. And the thing, I guess, that some parents were upset about, and the school kind of took notice about it too, is they talked about friends with benefits and some other things on, like, what, page 16?
Students being allowed to spend the night at their significant other's house and the parents approved of it, and also polyamory.
Poly what? On a cracker?
Like, a relationship with more than one person, I guess, or something.
Do people do that nowadays? I couldn't.
I didn't know. Have you heard of that, Liv?
Never.
I struggled.
Oh,
with
I've heard of it, but I also lived in Portland. Yeah. Everybody was polyamorous.
I was going to say, I haven't heard of kids or college students doing that.
I'm lucky to have one person in a relationship with me. To get more than that seems like a miracle. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook.
Christina says, I think as a whole, it's great. It covers some great topics. It covers things kids need to know about. The sleeping over and the friends with benefits thing should have been left out, honestly, but overall, it's awesome. And then Jeremy said, parents shouldn't get mad about their high school kids in this paper when we teach fifth graders about sex ed. And then Caitlin said, I see both sides, but it's not talked about. These kids are going to be clueless when they go to college.
I don't think they'll be clueless when they get there. They'll know what they're doing. Let's talk to Janet on line three. Hey, Janet, what did you want to say?
Basically the same thing. I'm the mom of seven children. And
wow.
And these parents are very naive if they think that this stuff is not going on. So they need to take the opportunity and talk to their kids. I have a junior at Ben Davis. She'll come home, tell me things. We'll sit down. We'll talk about it. And, you know, instead of trying to reprimand the teacher, again, this is a good thing. You know, too many times we don't talk about things with our kids, and then we're sitting there scratching our heads wondering why crap happens.
But is that the school's newspaper to talk to the kids? Is that their responsibility, or is that the parents?
You know, I think it's both.
Okay.
No, that's insane. It's definitely the parents' responsibility.
No, but that's what what I'm saying is these things have been brought to light, these topics. So these parents, instead of getting mad at the advisor or the teacher that this stuff was in the paper, they need to now sit down with their kids. You know, I mean, I've done that with all my children, and when things have come to life, things have happened at school, you know, they'll either come to me or I'll go to them. But I don't think that the teacher at all should be reprimanded for what she did.
Fired. I don't know the policy, but if you want to reprimand her, I guess. I think that's even an overreach.
No,
but I see the school can be upset about that, but I don't think anybody should be getting in trouble or losing their job because they put that in there.
Believe me, as a parent, again, and I've had, you know, six children now go through Ben Davis High School, that's the least of their worries. When I hear some of the other crap that is allowed at school, that's the stuff they ought to be worried about. Not something that, you know, like the other caller said, our kids need to be educated now before they go off to college and are learning all this stuff on their own.
Yeah.
And so, no.
Yeah. Well, Christina on Facebook was saying how, like, well, I liked it, except that one part should be taken out. And I said, well, why? And she said, because coming from a person of authority, like a principal, it doesn't look good. And I'm like, but it's not from the principal. The students write everything in that newspaper. They are the ones that interviewed other students about it and published it. So it's not like a principal's condoning it.
Let's talk to somebody that went to Plainfield High School. Kayla, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Is that true? You went to the Plainfield High School?
Yeah, I went there. I graduated in 2012.
Oh, okay.
And so it was an actual newspaper when I went there, but I think 2 years after I graduated is when we switched to the actual magazine. And I agree that, I mean, what it is the students ask questions to other students. What are you guys interested? What do you want to see in next, you know, month's newspaper or magazine in this case?
Right.
You know, so this is something that students are actually interested in. And I'm a mother now, so coming from a mother's point of view, I would rather my son come to me and say, Mom, what is this? Why, you know, what does this mean? I can explain that more in depth, but I don't necessarily feel comfortable explaining that. Just, hey, son, here you go.
Right.
What was the big controversy when you went to Plainfield High School? What was the big thing in the newspaper back in the day? What was the headline article?
Getting married young. And I was interviewed for that. I got married right out of high school, and my husband and I are still married.
Wow.
Were you pregnant in high school?
No. Well, and speaking of that, that would be another controversy. We had 14 pregnancies. Either people had already been either had a kid or was pregnant as they were walking across the stage.
Okay, so clearly there's something else going on in Plainfield High School.
I know the next article for Plainfield High School.
That is an issue. They should have done an entire page on contraceptives or whatever.
What this paper's about. If you learn how to have safe sex,
right,
then maybe things like that won't happen.
Let's just teach abstinence instead. That's what
nuts.
We'll do.
14 pregnancies in one, like, that is crazy. crazy.
Yeah, no kidding, though. But hey, do we all know if it was the same guy or was it different dudes? Because that guy is a stud.
Teacher.
Kayla, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Brett, you're on the show. What's up, man? What'd you want to say?
Oh, I think all the students should take a knee in protest of them and the teachers getting in trouble for this stuff. I mean, you can't talk out both sides of your mouth. Oh, well, here's your artistic freedom and the freedom of press and speech, and then all of a sudden turn around and say, oh, well, now you're in trouble because you printed this.
Is everybody taking a knee nowadays? Like,
listen,
is that the
taking
new
a
thing
knee
to do?
Doesn't help anything. You need to go to the actual board meetings.
That. I think that that is completely freaking ridiculous. This is what happens when you get participation trophies and, you know, all this other crap involved.
But
I
it's
mean,
parents who are complaining. This is not the kids published this. The parents are the ones that are complaining and saying it's inappropriate.
I'm blaming this on millennials. It's all your fault, millennials.
Like, I feel like you're missing the point. Like,
I'm
no,
a millennial.
The parents think it's inappropriate. The question is it inappropriate for a high school newspaper to say friends with benefits is a thing?
Well, I think you need to take it a step further. The teachers put their faith in these kids. This is an accountability thing. The teacher may have said, hey, you know, this is really controversial, so you need to be prepared for the consequences if you choose to publish
this. I'm sure
she
did.
So you guys be ready.
I'm sure she did.
Hey, thank you so much, Brett, for calling in this morning. Plainfield High School, they got their little magazine, kind of like a newspaper. They did like a dating guide, which I think when I was in high school back in 2004, we did something just like that, like things that you need to know. But now they're getting this teacher, like the advisor, is getting some heat because there was some stuff parents were upset about, talking about friends with benefit and just different sexual things that the kids wanted to talk about and they mentioned in the articles. 317-239-1009, Joe and Alex Show, on our Twitter and Instagram. What do you think about this? What are we getting on the web, Liv?
Sydney says, parents today are so oversensitive about things that their kids are exposed to and are not preparing them for the real world. And then Jared said, parents, wake up. It's happening regardless if it's printed on a paper or not. The school isn't supporting it, just talking about it. And then Bray says that she's a senior at Plainfield High School, and apparently the teacher is not going to be in any trouble.
Well,
that's good. I don't think she should. But that's the thing is that some parents are still thinking that she should get in trouble. If she's not, though, I think that's good.
I kind of agree with what Zach said. He said context in this situation is everything. I do believe allowing this content to be published could be conceived as condoning it. And that's kind of where I'm coming off.
No, that's wrong, though.
Why not? You don't think that but it could be perceived that the parents obviously are perceiving it that way. That's why the school's reacting how they're reacting.
If publishing it is seen as condoning it, the students are the ones publishing the newspaper.
No, but he's right though by saying that. Do you understand what he's saying though?
Yes, and what I'm saying is it's not publishing it doesn't mean that the school's condoning it. It's a student-run paper.
But it can be perceived that way. The perception. I'm not saying it is either.
How could it be if it's not a principal writing the article or a teacher writing the article to other students?
Are upset about it. So there's your facts right there.
No.
Yes, if the parents are pissed about it and mad about it, that means they're perceiving it that way.
Right, they are. But that's the point.
That's what
they
just said.
They shouldn't.
I agree they shouldn't.
That, okay, but
we're
publishing
agreeing. I don't think
paper,
you realize that.
No, because you're
yes.
publishing it is not condoning it. That's
agree.
Not the school condoning it because the students
okay.
wrote it, not
I
the school officials.
I can't explain
officials.
It anymore. I can't explain the same point like three more times. I'm agreeing with you, but I'm saying perception's reality. One or two parents are going to perceive it saying that the school's condoning it, even though they're not.
Right.
That's what I just said. Tara, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Good morning.
What do you think about all this?
I loved it. I have two boys who are in Plainfield High School. My son's girlfriend is on the publications team. When I heard about it, I asked him for it. He handed it to me. It gave me an opportunity to discuss things with him that we hadn't previously discussed.
Uh-huh.
I am not naive as a parent to believe that these things aren't happening. And I think that's where the biggest problem is coming in, is that living in this town for the last 20 years, I know these parents. They don't want to believe that these things are happening.
Yeah.
But currently, my boys are going to school with more than one girl who is pregnant. Last year, a sophomore girl had a baby with a senior. It's happening. Our kids are having sex. They're having these discussions at the lunch table about oral sex. Like it's a Tuesday, no big deal. This should be a thing that brings forth the topics for these parents to go, okay, this gives me a platform. Now I can talk to my kids about it, and maybe it's a little less uncomfortable because it's their peers who gave me the information. Instead of looking at it as something that is shameful, realize that, unfortunately, this is the world that we live in, that this is the things that the teenagers are dealing with and they're talking about. And maybe it's a little bit of these kids asking for parents to be a little bit more involved. This is their way to get it out there and say, this is happening.
I 100% agree with you. And I think what you said is really interesting, that a lot of the parents are in denial. They were the ones shocked to see the paper because they're living in ignorance. They're thinking ignorance is bliss. They had no idea that friends with benefits was a thing. Now they know, and now they're offended. But that's their own fault, I think, for not being in the know, not asking their kids questions or being more involved to know that kind of stuff.
Jasmine, you say parents are blowing it out of proportion.
I believe they are blowing it out of proportion because, I mean, everyone has sex.
Are you in high school?
That's how it is. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Are you in high school right now?
I am not.
Oh, okay.
But I have family that's obviously in high school that come to me as they're not as a parent, but as someone they can talk to.
Okay, like you can make them confide in you. All right.
Exactly. And, I mean, I'd rather them talk about it and know everything that's going on than be culture shocked when they get to college and go on a sexcapade and ram through everyone and not realize what's going on.
Yeah, it's better to ram through people than to be rammed, I would say. But, hey, thank you for the call. Let's talk to John on the Joe and Alex Show. John, what did you want to say?
So one thing that I don't think a lot of people are thinking about is that a lot of the schools in Indiana are getting refugee populations in, and they don't come over here with any kind of sex ed. So they don't even know that contraception is an option. And a lot of those cultures, you know, right or wrong, it's not socially acceptable for them to actually talk to their parents about these kind of topics.
Okay, I was wondering where you were going with that.
Yeah, so if they don't get it brought up ever,
yeah,
so they're still under the impression that it can't happen on the first time. They can't get pregnant the first time.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, in some of other cultures, it is like way taboo to talk about sex before you're married, or even talk about sex even after you're married. It's like super weird.
You can't get married until you find that special person and you're in love and you're married on your wedding night. That's when you get pregnant.
Kayla tweeted us and said, I'm a senior at Center Grove. That's in Greenwood. She said, I think parents need to realize that kids will go behind their backs and have sex if they want. My best friend in high school was having sex with her boyfriend while we were at school.
Whoa!
During school. So like your kids, if you think like you're super overprotective when they're at home, even when they're at school, they could be having sex. And Emily had a good point. She said, at Joe and Alex Show, if publishing means condoning, then that would mean that you guys condone murder, because we have a segment on our show called Murder Monday and we
talk
about murder.
What do some people say? What have some dumbasses said when we post stuff up on Murder Monday? What have they said to you and you get upset about?
They say that we're condoning murder
because
we talk about it. Yeah, and
boom!
And whatever. So yeah, some people are just stupid. And they want to live in this world when it comes to murder, pedophilia, whatever, all the horrible things in this life, bestiality, underage sex, whatever you want to say is terrible. You can live in a world where you're in denial and you're like, I don't want to hear it, see it, talk about it, and then I'm going to pretend like it doesn't exist. Or you can live open and honestly and talk about it because it is a real thing, and then talk about ways that we can help combat it.
And
that's what we do on this show, is we talk about all the things that you don't ever want to hear talk about it on purpose.
And what we're speaking about next, Alex will tell you.
Lots and lots of pedophiles.
No. Yep, it's coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
I wanted to call you because I'm lonely.
What's going on? Why do you feel lonely?
Because I'm lonely.
What? What are you saying?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, we would.
What's wrong, man? So you're lonely?
What is going on? Are you making noises at us?
Have you ever shrunk yourself down to the size of a Cheez-It?
I can't say that we have.
What?
Are you talking like a small Cheez-It, or like they have those bigger ones now?
I want to talk about the toilet paper industry.
What about it?
Tiny men. Lots of tiny men.
Tiny men are running the toilet industry?
I mean, it's a dangerous game.
The toilet industry is a dangerous game.
Probably is.
I mean, there's poo involved. That is nothing to play with.
Joe, what's behind you?
What's behind Joe?
Some
Jason
Halloween.
Derulo.
Jason Derulo's behind you, Joe.
Oh, okay.
What's Jason doing to Joe?
Smelling him.
Oh, Jason Derulo is smelling you from behind, Joe. Why is he doing that?
Don't laugh, Alex, or you'll go back to your box.
What box?
Oh, what's in Alex's box?
The Clarkson's box.
Why are you whispering? We cannot understand you.
Hey, you don't disrespect the vacuum cleaner.
We won't.
You already did.
When did we disrespect a vacuum cleaner? What's going on?
I'm leaving you a bad review on Facebook and telling my friends not to listen, all right?
Okay, join the club.
I am the club. I'm the club leader, and you're all going to wear the same shoes.
What?
Shoes, you know, shoes, the magical fruit.
I don't think that's how the song goes.
What the hell is this?
My ear is a cave, and Aladdin is the gremlin.
What? Your ear is a cave? What?
Aladdin.
It's a cave, all right?
Okay. What just happened?
You tell me. Like, not to put people out, but does anybody here do their job? MYK?
Yo.
Live the Web Girl?
Yeah.
Does anybody here know how to screen caller so we don't
talk?
He
sounded normal at first.
No, he did not sound normal.
But we said hi. He said hi. Okay. I thought it was going to be normal call. I don't know. It was kind of fun. He sounded, I mean, honestly, I feel like that was, do you think that person was like schizophrenic or something?
I don't know what the hell that was.
That is my favorite call of the day.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Let's try to answer the phones better next time.
Yeah, I mean, we do have a program and everything. Let's see. Hey, good morning. Joe and Alex show.
We're talking about Henry Winkletter selling insurance to Jack Daniels because the rump roast is kind of tough, so we need some more Adolf meat tenderizer.
What? Do you
yeah,
want to, what
I
do
love you guys, man. Your show's the best.
We
You're
love you.
Hot. You're hotter than hell. I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Is Jason Derulo.
Is that Jason Derulo's buddy, too? What?
Was yesterday.
Apparently some people are still celebrating it. All right, let's compose ourselves and get things together here.
What is going on right now?
I couldn't find Crazy Train. So I just found Niles Barkley crazy because what the hell is going on here on our show? I have no clue what's happening.
Wait, do we have a clip? Do we have it where it's, we can? I need to hear it again. At least
you just
one of
you just loaded it, MYK. Hold on, this is the last caller that we just got. All right, let's see what he said.
We're talking about Henry Winkletter selling insurance to Jack Daniels because the rump roast is kind of tough, so we need some more Adolf meat tenderizer.
What? Do
yeah,
you want to
I mean? Love you guys, man. Your show's the best.
He said something about the rump roast.
Henry Winkletter and 8 ounce meat tenderizer.
Good morning, Emily. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you want to say, Emily?
Good morning. That sounds like a bad acid trip or like you're still drunk from last night.
How much acid have you done?
I did it twice. I actually did it last Halloween. And
whoa,
the,
okay.
The funny thing was is me and my friend, like, we had just left work at like 3 a.m. So we call a taxi home. And, like, the taxi cab driver looked like a dirty Santa Claus. Like, he just screamed, like, murderer, pedophile. So, like, it kind of reminded me of, like, that bad trip. But we were not that off the chain. We were just laughing the whole time. He's like, I remember my first beer. I was like, we're not drunk, sir.
I remember my first beer.
Lots of pedophiles.
Wow, thank you for the call this morning. Joe and Alex show, Twitter and Instagram, and Radio Now 100.9. Live the Web Girl. What are people saying this morning?
Michael says that caller sounds just like my wife when she talks in her sleep. That's exactly the type of conversations I have with her. Then Caitlin says, I can't breathe. Then Nick says, that guy wasn't weird at all. He took a left turn on Nut Job Lane. OMG, that guy needs a straight jacket. And then Josh just said, this guy is high.
He's probably got some kind of mental condition for sure, like
answer
something.
Answer the phone again. Who is it?
I don't know who we are. Good morning, Joan Alex show. Hello?
Hello?
Uh-oh.
All right. Yeah?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Do you have, well, this, I mean, not making fun of it, you sound like the kind of person like that when you lose your voice, like you have to use the voice box thing.
Wow.
All right, you're laughing now. This is not real.
They just wanted to get in on the fun.
Yeah, they were having a normal conversation, just talking like this.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man, my day is made.
I now have like a new intro for Joe's Need to Know News.
That's a flashback.
Brand new. This is new music. This is like brand new.
This reminds me of being little.
Oh, this is brand new. All right, Joe's Need to Know News today. Let's get into it. Different stories. Some are serious. Some are just stupid. Major League Baseball World Series. I wanted to stay up, but I was too tired. The Dodgers defeated the Astros to force Game 7, which is going on tonight. Alex, this is the last game.
Okay.
The grand finale of the World Series.
So who is it against? Who?
It is going to be the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Houston Astros.
I want the Dodgers to win.
You shut your pretty little mouth.
Based on what?
A lot of the bachelors and bachelorettes go to their games and post on Instagram in their jerseys.
Got it. All right. And NBA action, the Pacers beat the Kings 101-83. How many bachelor stars go to the Pacers games?
Zero.
Do you want the Pacers to win or do you want the Kings to win?
Well, it's already over.
But I don't know who the Kings are.
Oh,
so
that was yesterday.
Pacers.
That was yesterday. Yeah, who did you want to win?
The Pacers.
Why?
Well, I know who they are. I don't know who the Kings are. Who are the Kings from?
Because Andrew Luck plays for them.
No, he plays for the Colts. I know that.
Dang,
at least. He's the only Colts player I know by name.
Okay. Did you guys see this story? And I just don't get it. Surprise if you're wondering. It's just like three or four white people here on the Joe and Alex show. But when people do stuff like this for Halloween, I say, what the hell is wrong with you? A restaurant worker in Florida is being criticized for wearing blackface as part of her Aunt Jemima costume on Halloween. Students from a nearby college protested outside the restaurant. There's a surprise with college kids. The woman decided to wash the makeup off her face after arguing with students. That's not the only thing that happened yesterday for Halloween. Staples in California is getting a lot of heat after one of their employees dressed in blackface Halloween costume over the weekend. She said she was dressed as a spa guest and it was a mud mask, but after people complained, she took it off and Staples issued an apology. Here's somebody that actually confronted the lady.
The Aunt Jemima one was offensive. I don't think this one's offensive.
What is your costume supposed to be?
Pardon?
What is your costume supposed to be?
I'm a beauty shop customer.
A beauty shop customer?
Yeah. You know,
why is your face black?
Pardon?
Why is your face black?
This is a charcoal mask.
Okay. Looks
you
like black.
Have you seen them?
No, it looks like blackface to me.
Oh, no. No, that's not me. That's not me. A charcoal mask. And it sits better than the green one I had, because the green one starts flaking all over my shirt and stuff.
But you can see how that can be perceived as a blackface, right?
That's why I put the stuff up in here.
Yeah, but it still looks
she's
like blackface.
She's got like hair rollers.
I apologize if you feel that way. Would you like some candy?
No, thank you.
You should. You do so. That's like if I swore, would you like some candy?
Candy does make everything better.
Does it make everything better?
Yeah, I don't think she meant to be offensive.
But you're like, dumb, though. You don't do that
you're
because,
dumb because
people are going to get upset about it.
Everyone on social media, if you have the color black on any portion of your face at all, like that, a face mask, whatever, they get upset. Like, I have the exact same mask that she's talking about.
But you didn't go out for your Halloween costume.
Right, because everyone
that.
Would, like, misinterpret it. So, like, yeah, she is being ignorant to not think someone's going to be offended by that. But I don't think she meant to be offensive.
No, I don't think she did
but
either.
I think
but
the
you
Aunt
don't
one,
do that.
That one was blatantly racist.
Oh, yeah, they're both something you don't do, but Aunt Jemima was worse. And cell phones, guys, did you know about this? iPhones and Androids are beginning to group together your photos by category, including your dirty photos.
Uh-oh.
Did you know this? This is something you want to check your phone when you get a chance. It's freaking people out. Apple and Android devices use smart data recognition technology. It can see exactly what's in your images. They can categorize the photos in groups such as dogs, food, and sunglasses. And I've noticed that. It's been doing it with my food and my dogs. Luckily, I haven't sent my wife a D-pic since forever, but hopefully...
Have you before?
Did I send my wife a D-pic? I've sent a D-pic before.
But to her or no?
I don't know if I sent it to my wife or not. It
would have been. Lindsay ever sent you a naughty pic?
Yeah. So people are doing that, and some users are thrilled because it keeps it organized. Other people are upset about it. So, have you ever sent a naughty pic, Alex?
Nope. I'm way too scared.
Why are you shaking your head? Oh, you don't want to talk about it.
No, I'm not shaking my head.
Oh, you did that?
He's making stuff up.
No, okay.
Did you hear about the word that people were tweeting about?
No, what?
Oh, the word. If you pick up your phone right now, go into your photos, both of you guys.
Okay, let's do it real quick.
Everybody listening, play along too.
Go to my camera.
Go to your photos and just search your photos in your photos app and enter the word brassiere.
You can't do
the full word for bra.
Maybe B-R-A-S-S-I-E-R-E.
Yes, you can.
There's no search in your
I would touch
photos.
Your phone, but you're like coughing and sneezing all over the place.
Yeah, you've got the bubonic plague.
In photos.
I'm in photos.
Search brassiere.
Look, photos. There is no search.
There is a search.
B-R-A.
Is it on the bottom?
How do you spell it?
Hold on. I did it last
no,
night.
No, it is. Here it is. You go in your photos.
Okay,
top right. All right, so hold on. How do you spell brassiere?
Oh, yeah, it's a bunch of photos of me in my bathing suit.
B-R-A-S-S-I-E-R-E.
Hold on, I couldn't hear. B what? B?
B-R-A.
B-R-A.
S-S-I-E-R-E.
There's no photos of me.
You don't see any chest or anything.
I started to do it.
Oh, yours is clean. No, did you enter the whole word?
Oh, yeah. Okay, B-R.
Let me see Alex's. Oh, see? They're all chesty photos.
My bathing suit photo and
B-R-A.
S-S-I-E-R-E.
Good Lord.
I don't see anything.
Oh, we don't see it.
You have moves.
We should see it on yours, Joe. You have moves.
All right, hold on. Let me take a photo real quick. Let me just get it out, and I'll do that right now. Check that out. Let us know. Joe and Alex Show. Tweet us any photos if you got, like, boob photos that come up with that or whatever. I mean, yeah, okay.